Welcome to Quick Communication Tips. My name is Lorna McLaren with McLarenFormulaTraining.com, and we specialize in communication, stress, and the human factor. These quick communication tips are fast, fun, and focused, and they're designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. We've got people throughout North America, the UK, Australia, Zambia, and New Zealand listening in. And to get your own quick communication tips delivered to you and for your feedback and requests, visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. Enjoy! When approaching an unsuspecting customer, recognize when no really means back off now or you'll never see me again. Now, the word no can mean many things when uttered by a customer, yet when it comes to the unsuspecting customer, be extra careful. Let me clarify what I mean by that. An unsuspecting customer is someone who didn't come to you, you approached them. Of course, the worst case scenario of this is with phone calls to your home, unsolicited intrusions into your inbox, or that knock on your front door. Granted, these are intrusive and hard to avoid, yet at least we can have a smidgen of control by call blocking, spam filters, and signs on our property. For this tip, the unsuspecting customer is someone who's out in public, going about their business, and then the salesperson approaches them. We know we can't avoid being advertised to or stop people from approaching us in public, yet it can be done with an element of respect and consideration. An example of this are kiosks in airports. You're walking along to get to your flight, you see them, they see you, they approach you to promote their product, you can simply smile and shake your head no and walk on by. The salesperson respects the unsuspecting customer's privacy and disinterest in a product they weren't looking for in the first place, and the customer respects the salesperson for not infringing on their request to be left alone. Now, I have nothing against a salesperson giving it another attempt. I respect that. Perhaps a salesperson's customer and communication skills and passion for their product can inspire the interest of the unsuspecting customer. Yet if they don't have those skills, or if they're only out for self-interest, just trying to make the sale, then look out. Now you're bordering on a passive-aggressive form of disrespect. And nobody likes being treated that way. The salesperson and the product that they are representing may never have a chance with that customer again. Here's an example of where it went horribly wrong. The other day, I was racing around town catching up on all those errands that just pile up, all the while resenting how much time this just eats up in my day. I dashed into the health food store, my last stop, grabbed the bottle of vitamins, and went directly to the cash register. There was a sales rep for a new product lurking by the checkout counter holding brochures. I knew she was going to approach me, and I could tell she was not that keen in her job. You know, you can spot people like that who are leaning against the counter looking just completely, utterly bored and so put out having to be there in the first place. Yet no way to avoid her. She was right at the till. Not wanting to be bothered dealing with an unskilled, unmotivated salesperson while trapped with her at the till while my purchase goes through, I tried to avoid the inevitable pitch and do it in a way that was respectful to all involved. The first time she asked me to take a look at her product, I simply said, "Thanks, but I got a dash. I'm late for an appointment, but I'll be sure to check it out. I'll be back next week. Thanks for understanding." I thought that sounded rather polite. Well, her response was, "Oh, well, I thought you were someone who was interested in their health." Ooh, that sounded like a bit of a guilt-inducing comment to me, especially from someone who still hadn't taken their elbow off the counter as she continued to slouch. So I countered with, "It will have to be next time. I'm already late for an appointment. I'm sure you can appreciate why now is not a good time for me." I could not believe the sales rep hounded me two more times to look at her product. If she had listened to my no in the first place, I would have left the store feeling quite happy to look at the product next time. Yet, at that point, I left that store knowing I would never come back. Shame on the company who hired the sales rep with no customer service skills who basically turned people off their product. Shame on the rep who ignored the customer's pleas for no for the purpose of self-interest and just making the sale. And shame on the store manager who actually witnessed their customer being harassed by an outside sales rep. When you approach an unsuspecting customer, listen to what they mean when they say no. If not, when it comes to getting their business, thank you for joining us for your quick communication tips, designed to help you master the moment no matter what hits the fan. Be sure to visit us at quickcommunicationtips.com. I'd love to get your comments and requests. My name is Lorna McLaren, and for any more in-depth training, come visit me at mclarenformulatraining.com. And remember, everyone, effective communication is a thinking person's sport.